It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday, October 8th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. The convoluted world of personal online banking often feels designed to squeeze us instead of free us. Well, Simple bills itself as a techie solution to many of the problems that plague online banking consumers. Along with no overdraft fees and free checks, the company also promises to help you leverage the bank's data on your own behavior to help with saving and spending. Can a startup start an online banking revolution? Simple's CEO Josh Riesch is a believer.
We believe that if we give people sort of the right tools, we can make it really easy by default to do the right thing with your money. What we've found is that with these really basic sort of design tweaks to the traditional way that banking is presented, our customers end up saving a lot more money.
Tell me how Simple is fundamentally different from products that exist like Mint, for instance.
There are really two big differences, and it really comes down to the way we use data. We get all of your transactions within seconds, and we get like 120 fields of information that we then augment with more data sets so that you don't have to categorize, you don't have to sort of decipher, you know, those garbled descriptions. It means that you can log into simple.com and type in a natural language search, like dinners last month in New York, and you don't have to tag your transactions as dinners because we know that going to a restaurant in the evening is likely to be dinner. You don't have to tag your transactions as being in New York. We saw that they occurred in New York. So it means that because we have real-time, high-fidelity data, it's really easy for our customers to sort of snack on their financial information.
I have to say that personally, I'm not very engaged with my online banking experience. I wonder if the data that you've looked at suggests that users will actually do that, or if there's a question mark there for you.
About 10% of the population is in the group that we call optimizers. They're the people who, you know, manually balance their checkbook and sort of are on top of their accounts. But the 90% of the population wants to be in that 10% group. Because we have modern technology and we leverage data in some pretty interesting ways, by default, you get an experience that's much more rich. You don't have to categorize your transactions. We do that for you. You don't have to geotag them. We do that for you. And by us doing the heavy lifting, we find that people who are in that 90% end up doing things that they wouldn't expect themselves doing.
Josh Riesch is the CEO of Simple, which is a new online financial services and banking company. Josh, thank you very much, sir.
Been great chatting with you. Thanks.
Company LG has announced it'll start producing a large number of flexible screens for smartphones. Company representatives say the new organic light-emitting diode screens will be lighter and close to unbreakable. We may get to test those claims as early as next year, says LG. And before we go, another episode where life almost imitates The Simpsons, but without the comedy. A worker at Fukushima's nuclear power plant was testing the reactor systems when they pushed the wrong button by mistake and killed the power to pumps that send cooling water to reactors. Luckily, the backup system kicked in. Maybe it won't be such a bad thing when we're all replaced by robots. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.